Blog Talk Radio.
Put on the whole armor of God.
But a Christmas Calamity, a good
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal. With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahuwah's radio special edition called Thursday Evening. Worldwide international radio broadcast is on the air. Special edition called Thursday Evening. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Sea Royal. All right, we're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH Part Number 67. So let's throw down the international side and see who all in the room. And as the memos is coming in as we speak, do you know anything about Nova Drew Ali? What kind of question is that? Do I know anything about Nova Drew Ali? Let's go down the international side and see. You know, one thing I keep saying about this ministry. This ministry is a load, and once we get the brothers and sisters that get past their personal beliefs and just look at this Bible unfold itself, unlock, and have me paint the picture, then we're going to be able to take care of some serious business once we get past the pride thing and just stick with thus says the Almighty Yahweh, and then we'll be able to have a group come to and tell you all about Noah Drew Ali. No doubt about it, Noah Drew Ali. Okay, good. So on the international side and see who all joining us. All the spots are filled. 195 international countries. And that's, you know, and that's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York? 111-407. I'm going to take a look at what you just said there, WCC. Do I know anything about Noble Drew Ali? Why, it depends on how long when it, the elder be, our elder be. I think I'm going to take a look at this memo and see why would you ask me a question, do I know anything about Noble Drew Ali? I'm going to find out. Let me see if I bring the elder in, but let's get him started. And if he hang around long enough, I'll be able to entertain exactly what you got talking about. Do I know anything about Noble Drew Ali? We'll find out shortly. When you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tills, Yahweh be there, see right.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well as see well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Elder. Well, I guess the fine audience on there got memos coming in. Question, do I know anything about Noble Drew Ali? I mean, that's one of the 10 questions on the table, but 195 international countries, they all got a slot in. 111-407 is flashing out of New York, New York on the international side. 111-407. So let me take a look at this memo while you are letting the world know exactly who's bringing this ministry. About why is the question about do I know anything about Noble Drew Ali? We'll find out. Mr. Tills, you're on the clock. Take your time. Let me do some keeping. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you. Serious Realm, well, thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another increase in members that want to hear the words of Yahweh. 111,407 listeners. And as I always say, that's a good thing because it shows that we want to hear something, and that's what we're going to do. We have to be aware by knowing these scriptures. You know, we have an advantage over those that don't. There's so many that's without the word of Yahweh. It almost takes your breath away. You know, you look at the book of Acts. Chapter 8, verse 32. Now, what does this say? 32. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened not his mouth. That's generally what happens when you grab this book and you think you know what you're talking about, and you don't. Then you find someone like the voices of the true Israelites that show you and connect the books so that you're able to understand where you are. You have to remember in the book of 2 Esther, chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, verse 7 says, the entrance thereof is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like there is fire on the right hand and on the left hand deep water. 8, and only one path between them both. Between the fire and the water, so small that there could not be but only one man go through there at once. So the way to righteousness or salvation is only room for one at a time. We can stand in line and wait our turn, but as long as you have the right thing in mind, you're going to make it. This is why a teacher can't learn from his students, although you have many students trying to teach the teacher. Calling, leaving text messages, erroneous text messages trying to say they want to be the teacher. I'm the tribe of Judah. I can teach the class. Oh, sure. Well, why go to the class like a student if you already are a teacher? But a teacher having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching because he shows us which way to go. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher and possibly learn one day to teach themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach because we have to be aware. We all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and it's obvious that some listening, they never understand. But not to worry, because Shaquaz's ministry makes all this understanding very possible. We came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. Notice I said proper teaching, that some looking for can never find. The misinformed, they can do none of these things. We've seen people having trouble trying to find the book of Genesis. We had to almost open the page right here. This is Genesis. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing these scriptures and the Bible precepts, as we often talk about, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and using overly loud bump-the-gums contests for their righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So you have to know that we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. And we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's words, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. That was a question that was asked yesterday. My. We do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After click enter, just under Big Lion, you will see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, love it. Don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To use this, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah Amon. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 1,600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you that have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine once again. Type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Choose the program that you have late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. We are now also doing the normal broadcasts. We will be simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online, I have to answer any questions about the online topics, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topics or more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Brock Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember one thing, when you're keeping the scriptures in mind and you want to learn the words of Yahuwah, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember we are rehearsing Righteous Act to learn Yahuwah's words, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So you have to know that this is a good day, a good day for learning the word of Yahuwah once again. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word, those commending it, and only followed by those casting the same words that we listen to, cast it behind their back, taking the verses meaning totally another way. They have to remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's, if at all, possible. So if you think that they'll tell you they've done more than 100%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's doing the work of the impossible. Know what Yahuwah the Son told us about the impossible in the book of Matthews, chapter 19, 26? 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them, and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So as I said once before, when you say things that you don't know, don't be like the man in the chariot in the book of Acts, chapter 8, where Philip had to run thither to him and help him out. Ask him, "Do you understand what you read us?" 31, and he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he desired that Philip would come up and sit with him. As I said before, we sit with you with the pages of the Bible open, rehearsing the Righteous Act. So at this particular time, we will turn our program over to our Seer Israel. I'm going to get ready myself. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Brother Yoda. That was excellent on your part. And that was very interesting in what was said. Look up and give me a timeline of Noble Drew Ali, a timeline. Give me a timeline of Noble Drew Ali. Well, make
something burning.
Put in profit, Noble Drew Ali, because very interesting what I'm looking at, and I think I want to kind of take a little shot at this a little bit. Noble Drew Ali. All right.
You see?
Take a little shot at Noble Drew Ali, the prophet. I think I want to take a little shot at this memo. I don't know yet. We'll see if we take a little shot at this memo. That do you know anything about Noble Drew Ali? Well, like I said,
I'll get one of these mixing sticks.
Oh.
One thing about it, we prepared to do whatever Yahweh allows to do. So we'll take a look at Noble Drew Ali. I don't know, might be this lesson, might be, I don't know, might be a lesson come, but we will take a look at Prophet Noble Drew Ali after we get a little more information on him that we can read. Then we'll take a look at that. But when you meet your brother, special edition call Thursday evening with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yah God Israel.
If I bless you, see Israel, or see Royal, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Brother Yahweh Israel. You know, I got a memo here. Why do the Moors do not have to pay what the other blacks, and why do the Moors feel that this land belongs to them, headed by Noble Drew Ali? And what you think about that? Yeah. So what I think about it, I don't know yet, but we'll repeat some things that we need to know. Regardless, whoever, you know, start a race, see, the key to it is you don't know how the race going to end up. See, that's the point. See, a person, everybody gets a starting line and break out running, but you want to know exactly how the outcome of that race. See, because a lot of people today, they don't got way in front of everybody. As a matter of fact, it's a quote. But we'll take a look at that too. We'll take a look at that in Book of Corinthians later. But Brother Yahdai Israel, we got a lot on the table. We don't know which way we're going to go, but I know what we're going to do. How about a little Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel? How about let's get a little Luke 12 in?
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought. Let's see.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And see, and that's the game changer right there. You know, it's not that we're not equipped to take care of this business. We are. But you gotta never get in front of the righteous spirit. Because the day that you get in front of the righteous spirit, and you don't let the righteous spirit lead you, then let's look at the book of Jubilee. Let's take a look and see why we just said that. You know, let's go all around the back. We're just gonna play it by ear. Let's show something, and that's why we have to be clear. You have to recognize this. You got to recognize some things. So the book of Jubilees, that Brother Yahdai Israel, can you help me out and tell me exactly, do we know that this in the book, do we know that in the book of Jubilees, this is in the book. What's in the book? See, because like I said, again, we just playing around the top. It's all in the book of Jubilees. And what I want to know, how will we know? And last night's lesson, we gave a couple of tidbits. But what I want to know, how do we know? Last night lesson gave a little tidbit of something. So I'm struggling out the gate, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I'm looking at a lot of things coming in as we speak. But in the book of Jubilees, page number 49. Now on page 49, chapter 10, on the top of it, can you read that for this national audience on the top of chapter 10, what do we say right across the top in deep, dark writings? Jubilees 10, verse 10, what do we say right across the top?
Looking at the book of Jubilee, chapter 10, heading, Evil Spirits, Babel, Canaan, and Medea.
Hey, that's evil spirits. You said evil spirits, Babel, Canaan, and Medea. Now, Canaan is the sinners of Ham. Medea is the sinners of Japhetic people. Now, what do it say in verse 1? What do it say in verse 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Verse 1, 10:1, what does it say?
Look at Jubilee chapter 10. Verse number 1 reads, Jubilee chapter 10, verse number 1. In the third week of this Jubilee, the unclean demons began to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah to make the error and to destroy them.
Okay.
Verse 2. The sons of Noah came to Noah, their father. They told him concerning the demons which were leading astray, blinding and slaying his son's son. Verse 3.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he prayed before Yahweh, Yahweh said, Yahweh of the spirits of all flesh, who has shown mercy unto me, and has saved me and my son from the water of the flood, and has not caused me to perish, as thou did the sons of prediction. For thy mercy hath been great toward me. Great hath been thy mercy to my life. Let thy mercy be left up upon my son. Let thy wicked spirit rule over them, lest they should destroy them from the earth. Verse number 4. But do thou bless me and my son, that we may increase and multiply and replenish the earth. Verse number 5. Thou knowest how thy watchers, the fathers of these spirits, acted in my days. As for these spirits which are living, imprison them. Hold them fast in the place of condemnation, that they'll not bring destruction on the sons of thy servant, my Yahweh. For these are malignant and created in order to destroy. Verse 6. Let them not rule over the spirits of the living, for thou alone canst exercise dominion over them. Let them not have power over the sons of the righteous from henceforth and forevermore.
That's a big tough there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Can you pick back up again in verse 5? Now take your time in verse 5 because you own something, Brother Yahdai Israel. So now he's saying that the evil, the spirit, they already got their hands on the sons of Canaan and me dad. And when you trace these back, this some of the Japhetic peoples and some of the Hamitic peoples called the Canaanites. He said the evil spirit has got them already. Now they already is working them over, and we're going to find out how did they get in them to work them over real good. And it might lead us right into Nova Drew Ali. It might lead us right into it. I don't know. But come back to verse 5, and verse 6. Take the time, Brother Yaka. Yes, I think you summed up on something. See, ain't no accident that they want to know a little bit about how did Noble Jew Ali was able to do much he did do. And, well, because see what happened. See, we are people that after we were scattered, whatever the powers to be, that's what we got into. See, we got like what's up when the brothers go to the penal institution. What do he normally come out being? Muslim. He come out being Muslim. So what I'm saying that we have gravitated to whatever it is that sounds good. And so and that gonna take us right into maybe the subject matter, maybe not tonight. I don't know. But we'll see. But let's look at verse 5 and 6 again, Brother Yagdai Israel. Because you say, you own something, Brother Yagdai Israel. So now I want to see what verse 5 and 6 say out of the book of Jubilee, chapter 10, chapter 11, whatever the chapter is, chapter 10, whatever it is. Give me that 5 and 6 again one more time, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 5. Thou knowest how I watched. Fathers of these spirits, acted in my day. And for these spirits which are living in prison them, hold them fast in the place of condemnation. And do not bring destruction on the sons of your servant, my Yahweh. These are malignant and created in order to destroy. Verse 6, let them not rule over the spirits of the living, but thou alone canst exercise dominion over them. Let them not have power over the sons of the righteous from henceforth and forevermore.
That's big talk there, Brother Yagda Israel. So you said these spirits will imprison them and hold them fast in a place of condemnation. That's big talk. You mean you got spirits that will hold you fast and hold you in condemnation. That's big talk. See, so in 1 Samuel, yeah, Brother Yagdai Israel, 1 Samuel, you know, it's amazing how, you know, it's just like a 60-minute account got, which, like, it's like a computer. Sometimes you say something and stuff just acts, you hit the right buttons, and stuff just come up. You know, like I said, we basically get our lessons on the run. You know, somebody going to say something, and then it's like hitting that enter button on the computer, and it just kicks in. And, you know, that's a great thing. That let us know that's the spirit of Yahweh. He let you kick in, because I heard a lot of brothers say, well, brother, that ain't what I'm going to talk on. That ain't what my note. Well, you might have to put the notes down and go in another direction. See, and that's and I remember where I like to tell a story. I'll tell it again. I remember I went to an Israelite, where all the leaders came to an Israelite gathering. And I was kind of one of the last ones to get into that gathering. And when I came in, I messed around and hit the fan. And the fan blew on the moderator that was teaching. And his paper flew off the desk that he was teaching on. I mean, he gave me an evil look. And I love to tell a story. I think he pulled a pistol out at that thing. He said, I'll kill the spirit. I mean, he was just that upset because the fan tipped it and blew his papers every direction. So I said, well, you know, I was asking him, but let's go from the spirit. Just go from the what? I said, go from the spirit from right now. I got something to say later on, and whether you blow the fan or not on me, if you want your revenge, you can do that. But it's about the spirit of Yahweh anyway. So what I'm saying, the same thing, what I'm saying about once you understand when you got it is when you can just go from it, from the time of whatever it is, at the, then you know Yahweh is kind of, I put a rabbit out there on that, brother, Yahweh Israel. Then you know Yahweh has done something. Let me see what he have did that we can read. In the book of Acts there, Brother Yahweh Israel, we know Yahweh have done something. And the 17th chapter, verse 30. And, you know, I wait to hear things that, you know, of this magnitude. Acts chapter 17, verse 30, what it say?
The book of Acts 17, verse number 30 reads, in the times of this ignorance, Yahweh winked at, but now command all men and women everywhere to repent.
You see what I'm saying? See, Yahweh will wink at some things, but he'll give you time or point to repent. He'll wink at it, but he will because he is what was that in Romans? He's what is he? Brother Yahweh Israel that we can read, because he's the Yahweh of something. Well, we know it's verse 4 and 5, but he's the Yahweh of something. Can you help me out? Well, they're going while we listen to WCC. Why don't you just get to? Well, I don't get to no point. I get to the point when I get ready. You know, it's a 3-hour broadcast. You know, you send a lot of memos on the table. He's the Yahweh or something. In the fifth chapter there, Brother Yahweh Israel, we want to find out what his Yahweh is. And verse number 4 and 5. I need to hear that he's the Yahweh or something that we can read. Can you help me out there, Brother Yahweh Israel? We're going to get back to what we own, but I want to show you what kind of Yahweh that have winked at this thing. He don't wink at it, but he's the Yahweh of what? What can we read that he's the Yahweh of? Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
The book of Romans chapter 5.
Yeah, I think it's chapter 5 there, Brother Yahweh Israel, because he's a Yahweh or something. And I need to hear that read. And once I hear that read, you know, as you can recall, he's the Yahweh or something that we can read. What is he the Yahweh or that we can read that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yeah. I don't get I didn't get enough of that clue there for you.
Well, that's all I can give, Brother Yahweh Israel. I'll tell you what, you give me chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, and if it don't come up there, it'll come up a little later, but we want to make sure we know. Remember, he winked at, see, I'm trying to paint the picture, Brother Yahweh Israel. So we know he did wink. And he's waiting on those to repent. And the same thing, we just got through reading, showing you that whatever you say you is, he put some evil spirits on the sons of Canaan and the sons of Medad. Now, Canaan is the sons of Ham. We clear about that. And He put the same heebie-jeebie on the sons of Medad. And that's the sons of Japhetic people. He did that. Because when you break down who these peoples are, that he might hit somebody in the lineage, but if it happened, they take it all the way up. And they'll say, well, this is no, it's not the whole seed of them. It's just some of them out of that lineage. So just pick it up at Romans chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. And if I don't get it, if I don't hear what I need to hear, that he's the Yahweh or something out of tonight's lesson, I'll come back with it before it's all said and done. I just want to lay something in real quick. Pick it up at verse chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. I want a profound hit that he's the Yahweh of something that we can read.
I kind of just dawned on me as you're looking for Romans 15, 4 and 5.
Yeah, that's it. Romans 15, verse 4 and 5. Thank you. That's it. That's right. Romans 15. Thank you, that Brother Yahweh Israel. See, you know, I like that spirit, that Brother Yahweh Israel. That's it. chapter 5, then when you shout it to me exactly right. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. What is it saying in Romans chapter 15? Let me tell you something, 6 or 9 accounts. You know, we're going to only go when all of, when the spirit of Yahweh is resting on you. Because he, Paul made a profound statement before you read that about he made the 69 accounts laugh. He made the apostles laugh there, the followers of Yahweh, brother Yahweh Israel. He made us laugh to come behind this thing. According to scripture, we was made last, brother Yahweh Israel. So we got to understand something. We've been made last to do this. But don't think it's going to be no cakewalk. You're going to get all kind of. And you win from one you least suspected to be. But you got to rub that off because you've been made last to take care of this business right here to really close this thing out. You've been made last. So give me a couple of hits on in Corinthians, brother Yahweh Israel, that Paul says, I reckon that we've been made last to take care of this business. I want to talk about that first before we get to that 15, verse number 4 and 5. I want to make sure we know what order we have been put in to come behind all of this bad teaching and correct everything but according to right. Help me out there in the Corinthians book there, brother Yahweh Israel. Come on.
What are we looking for that sin?
We looking for where in the Corinthians book where Paul addressed and said, I reckon that we've been made last. We've been made last to take care of this business. So you know it's written twice. You know, I'm slipping right now because I'm all over the place, but once we get the running, we will get the running. But Paul talks about it in the book of Corinthians about we've been made last to come behind all this stuff. So take it from there, brother Yahweh Israel. I mean, I'm just going to wrap back and, you know, and I know I put five things on the table already, but we've been made last for what reason? Come on.
I'm looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 9. And it reads, for I think that Yahweh has set forth us, the apostles, last, as they were appointed to death, but we are made a spectacle unto the world to minister spirit and to men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, we've been made last for this thing. See, this will be saying. See, it's no accident that, you know, network is packed down, represented all over the known world, and plus, then these memos come in because well, you don't answer the telephone. Well, see, somebody get back with you if you talk right. Phone will be, the international line will entertain you, leave a message, leave a good message, and somebody that's out of 69 account will get back with you and work it out. And I need a second hit somewhere in Corinthians on the same thing, brother Yahweh. I need two hits on that. I'll read verse 4 again. 4 and 9, for I think that Yahweh have set the 6 anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites, the apostles last, as it was appointed to death. I mean, you got to do this thing all the way. You got to do this thing all the way. And yeah, you're going to be a spectacle. You're always going to be, because when you come wearing your fringes on, knowing the fact you're going to be a spectacle by wearing your fringes, but he told you the blessings is in the fringes. See, we know you're going to be a spectacle. Everywhere you go, they're going to remember one that got them fringes on. But remember, why would you leave home without fringes if Yahweh said the blessing is in the fringes? That means you're supposed to always, if you are children of the covenant, is have something on you, got some fringes on, because you never know, you know, when you want to say, I looked out and seen, because you know what Yahweh do? By the time above Yahweh, you look, you will be looking for that in the book of Daniel. Do you know what Yahweh be doing in the ninth chapter of Daniel? He's doing something. In the ninth chapter of Daniel, look what Yahweh do when you're not right. In the ninth chapter, you wonder, why would you do that? Well, why would you do what you do? 9:14 of Daniel. Look what it says, 9:14 of Daniel.
Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse number 14 reads. Book of Daniel 9, verse number 14. Therefore have Yahweh watched upon the evil, brought it upon us. Yahweh is righteous in all his works, which he doeth. But we obey not his voice.
You see that? So Yahweh will watch over the evil, because in the 14th chapter of Ezekiel, the seer, he tell you why he's watching over the evil on you. He watched over the evil because 14 verse 5 of Ezekiel. You know why Yahweh watched over the evil and brought it up on us? Because it's written in Ezekiel 14 verse 5.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 5 reads, that I may take the family of Israel in their own mind, because they are all estranged from me through their idols.
You see what I'm saying? Because he can't recognize you, see, right? He gave you a way, but he can always keep you a step ahead of the known world by wearing your fringes. When he looks down and see you talking to YHWH, but you got no fringes on, that means you stand on the fence, see, right? The blessing is in the fringes. Why would you leave home without them? And since they don't got, basically, you know, Midwest and start getting cold, you're supposed to all have your fringes on somewhere and put your coats over your fringes. Have your fringes on, see, right? The blessing, Yahweh's blessing, is in the fringes. That's the greatest mystery, and that's the reason we will be able to show who's supposed to be well and who not. Because in the 12th chapter, see, this is what we know. And first, everything we got on tables, let it just sit there for a minute. We don't take care of Brother Yahweh Israel. But in Chronicles chapter 12, verse 8, it makes a profound statement, Steve, right here. And we're going to precept that because, see, the reason why Noah drew Ali is way in front of us as we speak. Because of some things that we don't know that we need to know. What do it say in 12 verse 8? Now, this is what it says in 12 verse 8. I'm just going to precept this. Where I'm going, this only Spirit of Yahweh knows. Look what it says in 1 Chronicles 12 verse 8.
The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse number 8 reads, and of the Gadites that separated themselves unto David and to the whole wilderness, men of might, men of war fit for the battle. They could have the shield and buckler, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the road upon the mountain.
Uh-huh. So you see that, see, right? So you said the Gadites. Now, who are these Gadites he's talking about? And they mounted himself up and got caught up with him. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1 and find out who these Gadites, who is. Give me who their dad is and get to the name of Brother Yahweh Israel. We want to get out who is these Gadites he's talking about. In Exodus chapter 1, I need the father's name and find me who the son of these peoples is. The Gadites.
The book of Exodus chapter 1, verse number 1. Now, these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man and his family came with Jacob. Verse 4, Dan, Naphtali, Gad.
Yes. So now Gad is the son of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. But now look at the trend of what he had, what is his characteristic, but you can know by looking at the Bible. And come back to the 8th chapter, and let's see what it says in verse 14 about him. And 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 18, he talks about Gad, who separated himself unto David. So he separated, and that's a good thing. When you separate yourself unto David, David is the lead tribe. So now who did all that in verse 14? And see, that's a great thing.
The book of 1 Chronicles 12, verse 14. These were the sons of Gad, captains of the hosts. One of the least was over 100 and greatest over 1,000.
You see that? And verse 16, what happened?
Verse number 16. And there came of the family of Benjamin and Judah to the home unto David.
Now listen, that's his big talk. Now where we going, we're going to paint the picture. Now, the appearance of Gad when it's time for wartime, they will make their faces like lions. And they were swift as a robe upon the hills, the mountains. Meaning they could run real fast over the mountains and they paint their face like lions. That means they put on the war paint and they can move real quick. And the only way that they was taken down when descendants of Esau and the big general, what was that big general name, became president, Andrew Jackson. But they had an ace in a hole by going against the Buffalo Soldiers. They became known as the Buffalo Soldiers that had to be, that was quicker, faster, then the Gadites. The Buffalo Soldiers was the one that was Judah. And they was told, if you help take them down for me, we'll give you the 40 acres and the mule. See, right? So that's how they got Andrew Jackson won that battle, by getting Benjamin and Judah to go against Gad, and all these was brothers. But he done the same thing that we're going to show you shortly on how they operate. Divide you, conquer you, because they know they cannot do nothing unless they get you to go against your own. Now, the Gadites paint their face. The Gadites got something in the 94th chapter of Psalms. Now, so you tell me, the question is on the table, why do Noah Juali, how they got such a toehold, and they don't have to pay, and they got just as much right as descendants of Esau to a certain extent, but that y'all all look like each other. It's a good question. We might give you some answers in this lesson. I don't know. But in Psalms 90 verse number 1 says, 94:1 says what?
Book of Psalm 94, verse number 1 reads, O Yahweh, to whom vengeance belongeth, O Yahweh, to whom vengeance belongeth, show yourself.
Show yourself. Okay, good. How did he show himself there, Brother Yahweh Israel? Can we keep reading a little bit more in Psalm 94? How did he show himself? Something he did that properly, some suspicion started coming. How did Yahweh show yourself? Keep reading a little bit more, because it's something I want to bring out there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And go ahead. I'm looking for something else that'll tie Gag into something else that they call one thing, But the Bible gonna tell you something else after we can tie this in. I'm struggling right now. But it's a point gonna come out of this shortly. Keep reading that, Brother Yagdai. I'm looking for something.
Verse number two. It's a fast step, that judge of the earth. Render reward to the proud. Verse number three. Yahweh, how long shall the wicked? How long shall the wicked triumph? Verse number four. How long shall they utter and speak hard things? And all the workers of sin boast themselves. Verse five. They break in pieces your people, O Yahweh, and afflict your inheritance. Verse six.
Yeah, they do all that stuff. They do all that. Now, back up to the 91st chapter, Brother Yahweh Israel. Now, but listen what he says in verse 4 about your people. Now, we'll see if we tie this in verse 4, 91 verse 4.
The book of Psalm 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feather, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
But wait a minute, Brother Yahweh Israel. He says, in 91:4, he shall cover thee with his petals. Petals. F-A-T-H-E-L. Now, who you know, according to what I'm saying and everything else, who do you know that paint their face when time for war and they got petals that they have and they got petals? This sounds like the Indians. Oh, wait a minute. That sounds like the Indians. Don't the Indians paint their face? Don't the Indians mess around and have petals all in the back and tell you which one to cheap and off to? But wait a minute. If that's the case, that the Indian is not the Indian, they are descendants of Gad. That's who they are. We just found out that when you see the one that you call Indians, the ones that was taken down by the Buffalo Soldiers, the sons of Judah, Yahdah and Susmeti. He's taking his brothers down on a promise to get a 40 acres and a mule. But he taken down was descendants of Gad. He's taking down his brother. Now you see what you didn't see, right? Because these were the people that was in the land first. Now, do Noah and Juali, they wore clothing with a fez hat. So if anybody's supposed to, this big red hat with one bobble hanging down, and that's why you know them. But the one that was taken down was Gad. Gad was taken down by the descendants of Benjamin, Levi, and Judah because they was all together. That's how they lost their battle because the one they taken down was the one that was, they was in the trees, they was swept on the mountains, and you call them Indians, they was painting their face. And they had petals in their head for to recognize who's who. But them petals is talking about Gad. So now, and that's a big point. I'm gonna leave that right there. So when you look at the Indians, then you say, the Indians had fringes on. They painted their face for battle. And they had, and they had what the hell? They painted their face. They had the bells on them, and they done something else. They done something else, Brother Yahweh Israel. So when you start tying all this in First Samuel, listen what they did in 1 Samuel. And see, now find out what David did through a tiny thing in. Now, listen to this conversation that that we got. Now, I can go further and further, but I'm not. I just want to get some on the table to make you think that the ones that was taken down was not Indian Israelite, because they got the same attribute as Gad, the Gadites. They painted their face. They were swept on the mountains. And they were taken down by the Buffalo soldiers, which was Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, all tied in together, because they was all together. They came on the slave ship together. All that they knew, one was Judah, one was Benjamin. They knew all that stuff. Now, it's something David did. Let's see what else they did in the 20th chapter of 1 Samuel. In the 20th chapter, listen to this conversation right here. And pick up a verse 20. We ain't gonna make a meal out of it. We just wanna talk about it. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. What does it say?
The book of 1 Samuel 20, verse 19 and verse 20 reads. Book of 1 Samuel 20, verse 19. When thou hast stayed 3 days, then thou shalt go down quickly, come to the place where thou didst hide thyself, and the business was in hand, and shalt remain by the stone as well. Verse 20.
Wait a minute. Where we at? Okay, you're right. Yeah, 19. And keep reading down a little bit more. Take it down. You on the point. I just now got a book to pull it out. Pick out verse 22. Fill down verse 22.
Verse number 20. Now shoot 3 arrows on the side thereof, though I shot at a mark. Verse 21. Behold, I will send a lad, saying, go find out the arrow. If I expressly say unto the lad, behold, the arrows are on this side of thee. Take them, then come thou. For there is peace to thee, and no hurt as Yahweh liveth. Verse 22. But if I say thus unto the young man, behold, the arrows are beyond thee. Go thy way, for Yahweh has sent thee always.
Mm-hmm. So we don't make a meal out of it, but look what we got. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, they understood about the bow and the arrow. Gad and them had painted their face when the time for them to hang out with David. They were swept on the mountains, paint the face, and they also had on fringes. And when you watch it, if you watch that old movie, Tonto and Lone Rangers and Tonto. Tonto was a Gadite, but one thing about it, he called everybody else pale face. But if you notice something about Tonto, he always had fringes on. So see what I'm saying? See right here? He was the one always saving the Lone Ranger. Tonto, very similar, he got in trouble. You know why? Even in the movies, he got, you know why? Because he had some fringes on. And if you watch the old movie, put on your piece of computer and pull up the Lone Ranger and Tonto, then you look at it real carefully with this understanding. When Tonto was the one that always saved Lone Rangers, because he didn't want to have the fringes on, right? But Lone Ranger got all the credit for everything, right? But that's the point, see, right? People of the book were fringes. There was a color. The Gadites painted their face. And then the same one, and when it was taken down, it was taken down by the brothers. And the same thing goes on today. How we always taken down by somebody look like us, because we never have, we jump under the protection of Yahweh. And that's why I say it's dangerous when a person is not of Yahweh keeping his covenant. You don't know what to say about them, because they suddenly do anything because they got nothing to check them. That's why it's very, that's why you have to make sure you watch yourself when you still want to hang on to the world's peoples, knowing they're not a covenant keeper. They subject to do anything, but the time is up now. Once you understand they have to you have to have your company of those that's in the same craft that you're in, which is the word of Yahweh, that you can that can mirror you with your branches on and the covenant of Yahweh. Then you know you got a better chance than somebody that's got the same color you got. And he end up taking credit for everything you did, like we're going to get on Noble Drew Ali shortly. We'll get back to Noble Drew Ali, because the reason they have all the rights, because they done the same thing that what happened to them on you. See, you was replaced. And then you blend in with everybody now, right? You don't remember your way. Your way was fringes, keeping the Sabbath day, the Bible in your head. You put all that down. Now you Quran, you skinny jeans, you're doing everything contrary to the covenant, and you are strange with Yahweh. Now come back to that verse now over there in Psalms now again, brother. But we'll get back up verse in Psalms again. That's why we've been made last to come behind you. We've been made last to come behind you. What it say in the second shot of Psalms, Corinthians, give me my second hit by we've been made last to come behind you. What else you got there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Well, I really didn't write down the second one in Corinthians.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got a second hit there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And but we're going somewhere with, but we painted a picture. See, the reason why everybody can claim things, but when you look at this Bible, that's why this Bible is a stink. It's not what nobody didn't want to read the Quran, because the Quran will hide out some things you can hide behind the Quran, like they have did, and that's why we Muslims, because they have told you this Bible is don't have the correct information. It's corrupt. It's the white man's book. You see? You know why you say that? Now they say when I read this Quran, this book right here, that book ain't but 600 years old at the most. Yeah. That's why everybody can tell a story better than you can. But the ones that you call Indians, according to the Bible, didn't the Indians paint their face? They put on red paint to go fighting, didn't they? Didn't they have fringes on? Well, that sounds like the children of Israel when you put the Bible on it. And they stood together and they won battle. But when they split themselves up, they can't win enough. So now if you got a second hit on this, brother, y'all die here forever. That's good. A second hit in Corinthians that they made us last. They made us last. Get a second hit on that one. Then we going off to something else. So you see the one that you call Indian. That the president was big general then, Andrew Jackson. Now he took down Gad. Gad was the brother to Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. So that when the Buffalo Soldiers, they honor the Buffalo Soldiers so many years. You got some still alive, and they really proud of what they did, taking down their brother because they had this information. And you got them still now. They live in the age now. And then the White House invites the Buffalo Soldiers to come down to get another medal by helping Andrew Jackson take down their brother. See that? And they proud to represent taking down their brothers that was painting their face red, but they taking down Jedi and all the Northern Kingdom that painted their face with your help, Buffalo Soldiers. Yeah, and that same thing they're going to get on Noble Drew Ali shortly too. We're going to take care of him too. See, by you not knowing yourself that you are the people of the book, all the benefits that you lost because you don't know yourself. And what it says in that, if you don't know yourself, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in the book of in the book of Thomas, verse 3. And this is what it tells you by you not knowing yourself. You don't dress like yourself. You kick against land fringes. Do you know what Yahweh says in Thomas, verse 3? What do you say about that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Yeah, I'm trying to write him down. See.
All right. Write him down there, Brother Yahweh Israel. We'll come back with this second hit of the Corinthians book. You know, see, what I want to do is I want to get to the point, but I want to beat you side of the head a little bit before we get to the point exactly how this thing was set up. See, we're the ministry that can show you what you did step by step. How was you able to say and talk the talk you talk right now? And that's going to take us to what we said earlier. With the understanding of this book, from the time of 193, when Septimus Severus, a wicked Yahweh Judah, took over Rome, dark skinned, he took over Rome. He was wicked. But remember, from 193 to 1492, that was called the Dark Age, 1,000 years, but it's more years than that. That was called that, they used it as the Dark Age. That was the time that the descendants of Esau was ran into them caves. And from 193 to 1414, anything that was of significance, it was black on black. It was wicked black folks going against black folks. Up to 1492. There's always some black getting turned coast and got off into everything contrary. Because remember, you were scattered everywhere. So all that glory years of the Moors over there in Spain and Moors over there in the northern world, and they chose you out of bath and all that. Man, them was wicked. God Judah. That's what it was. That's done some things that we're going to show you soundly, how you walk your thing down and show you. And that's why Noah Drew Ali them ended up taking you down again and replacing you, then converting you over to what they was on, which was contrary to the Bible, because they induced you to the Quran. They tell you put the Bible down and put you a fez hat on your head, or why put the fringes down and be like us. And that's why you see the one that put the fringes down, because the fringes put you in contact with YHWH, and that fez hat have you in contact with Islamic. See? And that's it got nothing to do with color, dude. It got something to do with understanding and belief. So we read already 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9. We got that out the way. But I want my second hit, but I get it later. But y'all got his right book. What you working with right now?
Ain't nothing on the table that's here. Oh, yeah. The book of Thomas, verse number three reads, Yahweh the Son said, those who lead you say to you, see the kingdom is in the sky. Then the birds of the sky will precede you. They say to you, it is in the sea. Then the fish will precede you. Brother, the kingdom is inside of you, and it is outside of you. You come to know yourself, then you will become known. You will realize that it is you who are the sons and daughters of the living Yahweh. If you will not know yourself, you dwell in poverty. And it is you who are that poverty.
Because you don't know yourself. And that's why you are, when you go to penitentiary, when you go to looking for a place to belong to, you jump off into Christianity, Islam, Judaism. You'll start wearing your skinny jeans. You get out your fringes. And you don't want to hear none about your fringes. You do all this because you don't know yourself. Know yourself, then you'll start seeing them, and you'll be able to recognize them more plainly once, because some fringes, when you wear them, it's gonna put them at a, they're gonna put them, look at you with a, with a, with a, with the, what kind of eye, in Mark chapter 7, Israel. See, when you put your fringes on, the world gonna look at you, they'll give you what kind of eye, give me, and verse 21, 7:21 of Mark, what kind of eye will they give you? And that's when you know that something ain't, if you wear your fringes, see, what it's like a metal detector to them. They know that if you got your fringes on, they cannot deal with you as once before, because they know you're under protection of Yahuwah, and they will have a what on, what kind of eye, and what verse is that from Mark 7:21? What kind of eye they have, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
The book of Mark 7, verse 21. For from within, out of the mind of men, proceed evil thoughts.
Yeah, and I need to get this part about the eye. Evil thoughts will come when you're wearing your fringes. And what about your eye? What verse will tell you? See, they're not going to be able to hide it through the eye. They can sit there and skin and grin with you. But the eyes gonna give them away. When you wear your fringes, the eyes gonna give them away. What kind of eye would you have when you wear your fringes there, Brother Yahuwah Israel? That we can read.
Evil thoughts, adultery, fornication.
Keep reading, because you might run into what we need. Look at the next verse there. I'm looking for, we know it's somewhere in there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. We won't find about your eye. See, you're not gonna hide the eye. What kind of eye will you wear your fringes that they're going to give you? It's somewhere in that, Brother Yahuwah Israel. And the 22nd or 23rd chapter should tell you that they're not going to be able to bust behind their eye. What kind of eye do you get? Can you hear me out, Brother Yahuwah Israel?
Yes, sir. Verse 22. Theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, mischievousness, and evil act.
Ain't that something? That's what you get, Brother Yahuwah Israel, that's it? We're going to go and look at, I know we got a lot on the table, but we'll get to that later. Now let's run back to this book of Jubilees, and we'll read that, we'll close out. We'll close out and make sure your folks ready to go for the top part of the Sabbath day. Let's run back to the book of Jubilees again. And we want to look at something in Jubilees chapter 10:28-33. It will close out. We'll close it out right there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. And what do it say is, because I'm going back into my recorded history, what do it say is in Jubilees chapter 10, verse 28 down to verse 34. Because 34 is very interesting. I want to comment on verse 34 when you get there. Let's see what happened. The wicked mental spirit got into, they got into Canaan and Median. That's what they got into. But they didn't get into all. Verse 28 to 34, the closing statement there, come on.
Book of First Jubilee, chapter 10, verse number 28 to 34 reads. Book of Jubilee, chapter 10, verse 28. Ham and his son went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his.
Hold that part. What's right above that, Brother Yahuwah Israel? Right? They went into the land. What kind of way they went into the land?
Canaan illegally takes land.
So Canaan illegally take land. Now we're going to try to bring that back out in tomorrow's lesson, another lesson up the road in class date, because we can't do it all in the short time we got. So Canaan illegally take land. What land did he illegally take? Now we're going to find what land he illegally take. Come on.
Verse 28. And Ham and his son went into the land which he was to occupy,
which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29. The Canaanites of the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt. They were very good, and he went not into the land of his inheritance to the west. That is to the sea. He dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, from the border of the sea. Verse 30. Ham his father and Cush, Mizraim his brother, said unto him, you are settled in a land which is not thine, and which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so, for if you do so, you and your son will fall in the land and be accursed through sedition. For by sedition you have settled, and by sedition will you and your family fall, and you shall be rooted out forever. Verse 31, dwell not in the dwelling of Shem, but to Shem and his son did it come by their lot. Verse 32, cursed are you, cursed shall thou be beyond all the sons of Noah, by the curse by which you bound ourselves by an oath in the presence of the righteous judge and in the presence of Noah our father. Verse 33, but he did not hearken unto them, dwelling in the land of Lebanon, from Hamath to the entering of Egypt, he and his sons until this day. Verse 34, and for this reason, that land is named Canaan.
That land is called Canaan. And that's why. And that's why that land is called Canaan. See no such thing as land of Canaan. That's the reason why the land is called Canaan, the land of Canaan. Because they illegally went somewhere that didn't belong. And that's what that's just the whole thing. I don't care what you do. If you are legally doing something that's contrary to the Bible, you're going to lose. So when they are legally taking over that land, that's why that land was called Canaan. That means illegally taking that land. That was Shem's land. His father told him, his brother told him, don't do it because you're going to fall. And see, that's the thing that we're trying to tell you now. When you continue to illegally do things that's contrary to the Bible, you're going to lose. He gave everybody a lot, that means an agreement on what you want you to do. He gave you agreement about what he wants you to be like, everything. But if you want to be contrary to what Yahweh got illegally, you're going to lose. Brother Yahweh Israel will leave it right there. We'll leave that right there, and we'll catch you eyeball to eyeball on the Sabbath day, and you're on the clock with your clothes. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, of sea world. Great work, team, to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, why did I say that? See, we done all that to get to. We're going to look at a book called, in the book of Islam in America, in the book of Islam in the African-American experience, Prophet Noble Jewali. Probably know what you are, ladies. The book, what's the other book? And we're gonna take a look at something. They just gonna wet your beak on it. Then we do know when we take out when we have time to look at our notes about some things and bring back old stuff to us about Noble Jewali. Now Noble Jewali, he makes a lot of profound statements, but one thing he do say. And I want to read what he said. It was Noble Jewali. And I'm quoting Noble Jewali. I'm quoting him. But the summits I want. I had time to dig up a little something behind what they just said a minute ago. Let me see if I dig up a couple more things. Then we'll bring the elder in. We'll get back to it. Let's see. What do I want? Okay. He says the Holy Quran of the Moore Science Temple of America, nicknamed is Circle 7 of Quran. Circle 7 Quran. See now, Circle 7 Quran. Now we had that book, but we got notes on it. So whatever they call it, the Holy Quran of the Moore Science Temple of America, nicknamed Circle 7 Quran, on page 52. Now, I'm quoting what Noah Jewali says. He says something. Let's see what Noah Jewali says. I'm quoting him. I'm quoting him. He says, on the page, I told you the book and everything. The Moabites from the Moabites, who received promise from the Pharaoh of Egypt to settle in and inhabit Northeast Africa, they was founder and possessors of the present day Morocco Empire, and with their Canaanite, Hittite, Amorite brothers who sojourned from the land of Canaan. Seeing new homes, they dominated and inhabited from North, South, Central America, and also they was expelled by Joshua. They was expelled by their land. So now, these folks were expelled by the land by Joshua. See, they were expelled by the land. Joshua ran them out, and they end up cutting deals with the Pharaoh of Egypt, and that's why they, at the present time, you can find them in that land right there. They can find that descendants of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, you know, these, you can't find these names no more. You know, you think they ain't doing nothing, but they doing something. And they later established themselves around that land. Key of civilization was, as it is handed by the, was ancient Moabites, the founders of the holy city called Mecca, the Egyptians who was Hamitic peoples and descendants of Mizraim, the Arabs, descendants of Hagar, the Japanese and Chinese. There's a whole lot of stuff. I'm just saying that we got plenty of information on this, exactly what happened, and they sit in the same spot that Noah. Now, I'm quoting what Noah Jewali said. See, Noah Jewali saying that the peoples who they are didn't believe we got to bring children of Israel later. We bring them in later. We'll leave that. We'll show you how you got yourself all tied in with them from being scattered. We're going to bring all that in later. So we're going to bring all that in later. How did you get caught up and now they can't tell who is you and who not? Because what you did after you were scattered to every nation upon the sun, you took off of your identity and you became as they are. So you had a dress wear to receive to receive the evil eye, that you put all that down. So then you start wearing fitted hats, you start wearing, clothing of them. And that's what happened to you. You lost your identity to this day. But we're going to show you what happened and bring it all back in time to come. We bring our elder in, get a closing statement on our elder, and bring him back in. So, Elder Steve, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, God bless you, sweet Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I was just...
Mm-hmm. WCC saying that your microphone is messed up, or your battery went down, somebody don't understand what you're saying. So we'll give you a chance to put some juice in the book in that battery for a minute to come back. But in the Circle 7 Quran, on page 3, what I'm talking about right now. We know about the circle 7 Quran. We know about that too. We know about that. Got notes and all that stuff. This is stuff we did. You know, got plenty of information on that. But what happened to the children of Israel, once you got scattered, you took off your clothes. When you got there scattered, you had your fringes on. But once you took your fringes off, you blend in with all of them. And then you like the fed hat, and then you put on that fed hat. Then you become a Moor and everything else. Then you blend in with them. And from the 7th century on up, you start blending with every other nation, and then you forgot all that you once know, even to this day. Let's bring our elder back in and see how his microphone sound, WCC. Bring him back in and see how his microphone sound now. Brother, Mr. Tibbs, what you sound like now? Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, sir, Israel. I currently we're making a sound check to find out if we're okay before proceeding.
Well, no, you're not sound on. You're muffling. You're breaking up. You're breaking up big time. And WCC said he'll give you one more chance to get it right. Then they're going to mute you. So come back with it one more time now. Mr. Kidd, come back with it one more time. And let's see what the WCC do this time, or the third time you're coming back. Come on.
Well, once again, we will make an audio check to see if our sound is clear.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
Well, it looks like the foot has been lifted off of my shoulder. Well, we were talking about the other day about how people get affected from listening to the word, which is not that of Yahweh. It's a bad thing to see that somebody's face and their whole physical perception changes because they've been tutored with a lot of bad teaching. And I mentioned I took a picture of that face because I couldn't believe it myself. It took them about an hour of righteous talking. This is the truth. Before they could even sound like they were speaking English. And if I hadn't taken a picture of that, I wouldn't be able to prove it myself. I couldn't believe it, but it actually happened. But anyway, that reminds me of 1 John chapter 4, verse number 3. 3 says, every spirit that confess not that Yahweh the Son has come in the flesh is not that of Yahweh. This the spirit of the anti-Yahweh. That you have heard it, that it should come, even now already is in the world. And I seen it in an individual's face. Could not believe it. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times like this, and give you the words as it should be spoken from the King James Bible. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked. This is information that you came to seek, and now you found it with your sought and the voices of the true Israelite, tribe of Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No Tuesday class unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday, from 7:30 to 6:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big iron, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you may see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O your kindred of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, for building the school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during our broadcast time. To get there, on the search line in the three words, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few numbers that you can use to get in touch with us. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international line where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered anyone the 6 anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, in the three words on the search line, Yahweh Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broad talk, and during the broad talk, we're simultaneously transmitting on PAL Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. This is where Yahweh's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun, where we'll be taking no comments off topic or more than 2 text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if broad talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on PAL Talk. So, knowing that, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. We're going to see if we can get some more of Yahweh's word. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yeah,
we're going to get some more of his word, but again, we'll take a look at more of Nova Drew Ali. But clear, the booklet that has to be got. Now, looking at some of my notes, that this booklet you got to get, and you better keep up. You know, you can go and get it on a piece of computers. The book of Islam and African American Experience, Prophet Nova Drew Ali. You know, and we quoting some of what he said. He gonna tell you bottom line of who is these who he descendants from. And he had this this moderator to ask him some good questions and all that good stuff. And so you got to have that information. And we do have this old notes to get to it. It's on. We on the run on it, so we got it looking at it. But time will run out if we really just undress the teaching of Prophet Nova Drew Ali. Because he definitely claims the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, he claimed them, and you know, so and after that you got Muhammad, then you got Farrakhan and all that. That's a whole different. That's it. Like I said again, that's what he's saying. It has to be more of the 6 anointed camp step up to take some of the assignment over, and then we can point those that want an ear to hear something, and they be able to, you want to get the right spirit on them. They be able to do it. But the right spirit got to be on you, and Yahweh will take it from there. But we very aware of Nova Drew Ali and all. And in my fact, we're aware of everything that needs to be known in circular history. Because he only gave it to the six and all the camps to teach it. That's what we made last to bring this thing. So we'll leave it like it is. And we'll come back with that. And we'll give you some more tidbits of exactly how they became and how they converted you to Islam and wearing their fez hat, that red hat with that black towel come down it, and how you proud to be all that. Yeah, it's just a whole lot of things got to be taught. See, once you cut them branches down, and then you remove that evil eye look from you, that was the kiss of death to you, children of Israel, when you did not represent them branches, because you had no protection of Yahweh over your head, because you ain't got no branches on. Yahweh is not with you if you got no branches on. All right, so we'll come back, and we'll signify Sister G Israel, and we'll get a little something going on, and my bike, and bring the mothers in, get a little something going on, and just like that, it's going to be over with. So when you meet Sister G Israel, tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I didn't get away so fast there, Sister G Israel. Get away real fast. So we found out one thing that he was told about the children of Canaan told his son not to do something. So since when you do it, then he told, and they got a record in this book that exactly Joshua came down and taking them out. Now, let's read that according to the Bible in 22, verse 40 to 45. Let's see what happens. In the book of Hosea, through the title for Joshua, let's see if we tie it in, because Noble Drew Ali definitely quoted what happened to his people. So he claimed, and we're going to show you how he did it. And no, listen, he claimed to be one of these people. But this is what Hosea did through for Joshua. This is what happened in 22, verse 40 to 45. What happened in the book of Hosea, 22, verse 40 to 45? What happened? Come on.
Hosea, chapter 22, verses 40 through 45. Verse 40.
Yeah, 22 of the book of Joshua, included for Hosea, the sixth book in the Bible, I think, the sixth book in the Bible, the past Deuteronomy. 22, verse 40 to 45, says,
it doesn't have a 40.
Let me get a little Bible in. Let me get a little Bible. Let me do a little again and see exactly what we're talking about. Let me see if I find some Bible. In the book of Hosea, let me see what I want. Let me get a little Bible myself. Chapter what? Let's see what I want. Make it chapter, what I want, chapter 21, make it 21 then, okay, make it 21, 42, 45, 22, make it 21.
Hosea, chapter 21, verses 40 through 45. So all the cities for the children of Merari by their families, which were remaining of the families of the Levite, were by their lot 12 cities, 41. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs, 42. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. 43. And Yahweh gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. 44. And Yahweh gave them rest round about, according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. Yahweh delivered all their enemies into their hand. 45. There failed not out of any good thing which Yahweh had spoken unto the nation of Israel. All came to pass.
Mm-hmm. So everything came to pass. So when he promised you something, it's going to come to pass. So in 1 Kings chapter 8, so Hosea received everything Yahweh has said. Everybody got their portion of the land. And then Solomon came back behind that in the 8th chapter, 1 Kings. And he made a comment on it. He made a comment. So what we tell you, see, right here. See, we're not just beating the wind. We know our way back. All we got to do is line up with this man saying, and then he's going to intervene. So in 1 Kings chapter 8, what did Solomon say in verse 56? Matter of fact, now read verse 55, get warmed up. Because who is Solomon stand up before who? See, this is where we gonna zero in on Noah Drew Ali real soon, since that was on the table by these big dignitaries. Look what it says in 8:55 and 56. Let's see what Solomon did.
1 Kings chapter 8, verses 55 through 56. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, 56, blessed be Yahweh that has given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word, all his good promise, word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
Yeah. So now he said, everything he said, well, it happened. So when Yahweh promised to do something for you, you got to understand something. He going to do it. That's going back to Jubilee chapter 8 and pick up verse 28 down to verse 30. It's something I want to tie into how we know what we do know by going back to Jubilee chapter 8 and pick up verse 28 down to verse 30. I'm really going to be pointing at verse 30. Something happened that we can read Jubilee chapter 8, verse 28 down to verse 30. So when you line up with what Yahweh got written in his Bible, look for you to be a more stable in line, doing his will, and then Yahweh going to kick in. And you'll be able to deal with this book according to whatever he got on the table right at the top, because the spirit be right will be guided by Yahweh. Jubilee chapter 8, 28 through 30 says what?
Jubilees, chapter 8, verse 28 through 30.
Mm-hmm.
It extends to the region of the river Tina in a northeasterly direction until it approaches the boundary of its waters toward the mountain Rapha. It turns round towards the north. 29. This is the land that came out for Japheth and his sons as the portion of his inheritance that he should possess 5 great islands and a great land in the north for himself and his sons for their generations forever. 30. But it is cold, and the land of Ham is hot, and the land of Shem is neither hot nor cold, but it is of blended cold and heat.
Mm-hmm. Summer, winter, and spring. See, you got summer, winter, and spring. that where the children of Israel are going to be at, summer, winter, and spring. But he said, now, he said, now, like Ham, I give you Ham an area where it's Sihar all the time. Well, you got over there where you got the, what they call them peoples, the Hindus and all them, see, he's hollow there all the time. And he gave Japhetic peoples where there's mostly cold over there in the mountains and all that stuff over there. So you see, Yahweh, he done some pretty good things, but where you know your land at, your land, it consists of sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. You got summer, winter, spring, and the areas you at. All right, good. Now, so we'll leave it out the way, and we'll tie that in later. Now, something else we need to know, since we're in the book of Jubilees, we're going to look at 10 through 12. Jubilees 10, 2 through 12, something else we need to know. See, that's why we got to be clear. Give me 26:14. Give me Sirach 26:14 just for a minute. We got to be clear about something. 26:14, what did it say?
26:14. Sirach 26:14. A silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh, and there is nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
Well instructed, right. So a silent and loving woman, and your mind got to be well instructed. Well instructed, that's good, right there. Now, in the book of Sirach, 7:26, I need something else, but you got to stay away from. I'm going to pull it out. What's it saying, 7:26?
Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26. You, a wife, after your mind, forsake her not, but give not yourself over to a light woman.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. Now there you go, a light woman. What do you mean by a light woman? Because she would not have this information right here. She would not have this information, and then she wonder why that her family, everybody, their resistance is down and a whole lot of things, because these things, you have to make sure they well instructed understand what's written in Jubilees 10, verse 10. Now, what's written in Jubilees 10, verse 10 and verse 12? See, this has to be known. Jubilees chapter 10, verse 10 through 12.
Jubilees chapter 10, verses 10 through 12. He commanded one of us to teach Noah all of their medicines, for he knew that they would not walk in uprightness nor strive in righteousness. 11. We did according to all his words. All the malignant evil ones we bound in the place of condemnation, and a tenth part of them we left that they might be subject in the presence of Satan on the earth. 12. We explained to Noah all the medicines of their diseases, together with their seductions, how he might heal them with herbs of the earth.
Ain't that funny? Yes, they're right. So it was explained. That's why you have to, when you understand your position, it got to be explained to your better head. Listen. If you invite me, anybody over for dinner, and you got macaroni, spaghetti, bacon, eggs, and rice and all that. Listen, see, that is a kiss of death to the people of the book. That's why when you get yourself caught up with a light woman, what she going to make is spaghetti, rice, beans, mashed potatoes and steak. Listen, see, Ray, that is not for you. You got to know that that's why you're sending the class. You come to class to know that you're going to end up with a light woman, a worldly woman, and they're going to be a special, they're going to be specializing in cornbread and macaroni and potato salad. See, Ray, that is number the kiss of death to you. Look what it says. The middle spirit came down to straighten up Noah, to tell them what to do in 10 verse 12. What does it say? 10:12.
Verse 12. We explained to Noah all the medicines of their diseases, together with their seductions, how he might heal them with herbs of the earth.
You see that? See, now you see what heals you? Herbs of the earth. Guess what? Get all them bad problems you got in your body. Well, I can't. All these problems in your body. What heals you? The herbs of the earth. See, right? The mental spirit came down to tell Noah, your three sons, if they get into problem, get caught up with these, what we read already, with these demons. And matter of fact, read 10:1 again, same book, 10:1 back to verse. See, when you get caught up with these demons, we don't understand. That's a demon. When you don't follow the manuscript, this is what you open the door for in 10:1.
Verse 1, in the third week of this jubilee, the unclean demons began to lead astray the children of the sons of Noah and to make them sin and to destroy them.
Hey, that's up. So you see, they'll catch up with you. Because if you ain't word up and you ain't eating the right food, you're going to bring them devils in on you. Now, let's go to Psalms. And now David picked that up in Psalm 104, verse 14. So remember, when you're cooking for your better half, and now, I got a great meal for you today. Okay, what you cooking? I'm cooking macaroni, spaghetti, mashed potatoes, and macaroni with cheese in it, and what do you call that thing? Peach cobbler. Got all that thing. Listen. No. You're killing the man right there. When you put some rice on the table, macaroni and cheese, you just are the process of killing the man. What you're supposed to be, when you're cooking, make sure all that you cook, it blends in with the Bible to strengthen the man. If he eating everything from fast food, Chinese food, and macaroni and cheese, spaghetti with meatballs in it, you're killing it. You're killing it. There'd be no stamina in him whatsoever. And in the process of time, he's going to be not with you anymore. Psalms chapter 104, verse 14 says what?
Psalm. Chapter 104, verse 14. Psalm 104, verse 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Herbs is for the service of this man. Herbs is for. So when you're cooking for this man, show, whatever you put on the table, it always serves for the service of the man. Don't put macaroni, cheese, eggs, dairy products, and continue. You're killing the man. You're killing it. Here's right there. Here go the game changer right here. Now, what color should the herbs be? Let's go read the Bible. Let's run to 1:29 and verse 30. Let's see what color the herbs supposed to be. So when he come in from a hard day's work, make sure it lines up with the Bible in 1:29 and verse 30. Do you breaking the man down? He can't perform as long as you keep clogging him up with that, with stuff that the Bible don't support. We just read in 104, verse 14. Herbs is for the service of man. You know, you walk in the store and say, hey, where you at? I need some service. You know what that means, right? But Yahweh is telling you right here. Herbs is for the service of the man. And your children, make sure they eat herbs. What color? You're going to 1:29, verse 35 now. Genesis 1:29 and 30.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 through 30. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
Did I say it right? So I'll give you every, what kind of green herbs? So green herbs. Now we're going all the way to when Yahweh returned in the Bible. Now here he goes. Now he don't return in the Bible. He don't finally made it back to the earth. Now, unless he do anything change, when he made it back to the earth, we're going to find out if anything changed. Look what he says over here in the 47th chapter, verse number 12. Look what he says, read verse 7 and 12. 7 and 12. See, when you're not eating right, you ain't got no patience. Your nerves ain't right. You get frustrated quicker because you ain't eating right. Because you eating the food where them demons can get to working on you. See, when you're eating right, when you're eating the right stuff, you have more patience, and you won't be a whisper, backbiter, murmur, complainer. When you're eating the right stuff, you live longer. Cause after a certain age, what you gonna do if you ain't eating right. Shoot. 47 verse 7 and 13. Matter of fact, 47 verse 12, 13. That's good enough. 47 of Ezekiel, verse 7 and 12. Now, Yahweh, you see, if I'd have read verse 1, you're doing your own time. Yahweh coming back next. Here he comes. Now, he coming back from his long journey. He made it back to where he want to be at. And this is what he says in 47, verse 7 and 12.
Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 7 and 12. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 7. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. 12. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
See that thing right here? See, when Yahweh come back now, when he come back, everything you want will be right back the way it was. You can go, whatever problem you got, you go to the tree. So all that other stuff, it ain't going to work no more. Let's get a couple more here real quick. Let's go to 22nd chapter. We look at verse 1 and 2. Revelation, end time prophecy. In the end of the world. Now he's going to explain to you exactly what's going to be happening. And that's why I said we got to get our mind right. But it started on our intake. The reason why we got so much problem is the reason why. Now, man, telling you all this good stuff that he got going on for you. And I'm telling you something. You can avoid all that and avoid punishment. If you understand what this Bible is saying. 22 verse 1 and 2. What it says in 22 Revelation 1 and 2.
Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 through 2. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb. 2. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
Don't we need a healing? Yeah. So he's telling you now, to heal you, you know, first thing you feel, oh, I got to go run to Doc Cook. Now, you can board Doc Cook. All you got to do is just, 78, in the book of Psalms 78, verse 24, what does it say in Psalms 78, 24? So you can avoid, you can deal all them pains you got, the problems you got. Oh, what's wrong? Oh, I'm always, you will stay down. Going, you keep on not being instructed about what your intake is, so you can't eat like everybody else. Once you find who you are, 78:24 says what? Psalm,
chapter 78, verse 24. And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven.
The corn supposed to be with every meal that you eat, because the corn comes from heaven. Yahweh, that's what keep your immune system strong. Corn with every dinner meal you eat, any chance you get, put some corn with it. And when we know you got it in the right, you got the Yahweh going with you right. And Psalm 65, 9 through 13, and closing statement, it'll tell you exactly what your demeanor be. You'll be less tolerant. Well, if I'm saying the word right, you won't get stressed out. You'll be more calmer, and you'll be able to tolerate people, because this is what happens if you eat right. Psalm 65, 9 through 13, and closing statement, and Sister G. Israel. Well, then we'll catch you at 7:30 tomorrow evening, and we'll get back on some more with this right here. Let's see what it says in 65, verse 9 through 13, in closing statement.
Psalm chapter 65, verses 9 through 13. Verse 9. You visitest the earth and waterest it. You greatly enrichest it with the river of Yahweh, which is full of water. You preparest them corn when you has so provided for it. 10. You waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. You settlest the furrows thereof. You makest it soft with the showers. You blessest the springing thereof. 11. You crownest the year with your goodness, and your paths drop fatness. 12. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. 13. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
But you see, when you got that corn in you, not only that, you see yourself shouting for joy, and every now and then you have a doo-wop spirit. Doo-wop, doo-wop. You have a doo-wop spirit. Because now you're eating right, and Yahweh got the blessing on you. So the corn is a game changer to purify your body, not the big dignitaries tell you about what they got for you, what they're planning for you. No, 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 no. I want to know what the Bible's saying. Nothing more what the Bible's saying, that's what I want to know. What the Bible telling me to do to keep my immune system going right, to make sure, I'm all good. You told me in this lesson. 67. Jesus, rather than leave it like that, what's your closing statement until we get back on it again at March 7:30 during the clock tomorrow?
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, that's right. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. We tell you, because remember one thing. They turn up on their end, but Yahweh already laid it out for you already. And I told you one thing. You want your immune system to be right, to withstand them evil spirits. And I told you how you withstand evil spirits. By making sure you got your Yahweh first, got your fringes on, and you eat right according to the Bible. Anytime you eat the food that got that starch in it, you're not doing yourself no good. And anybody come into contact with you, well, I'm going to bite you open some nice dinner. Oh, yeah? Okay. Well, what way? Well, what restaurant you want to go to? Okay. I know you want to go to a Ricky's Steakhouse. No, I don't want to go to a Ricky's Steakhouse. You want to go to an all-you-can-eat buffet? No, not really. I like for some green stuff to be there, because if I know one thing, if green food is there, I can ward off of anything that's contrary by having my Yahweh first and green food with corn. And guess what? You'll be around, you think better, you feel better than everything. I'm telling you something. Believe me. Green food and corn, but with your Yahweh first, you'll think better, feel better, and you perform better. Oh, shoot. You ain't ready tonight? How can I be ready? Look at all the stuff you don't put in. You don't put macaroni, cheese, all types of dainties. And you tell me, I'm ready to go tonight. I'm ready, go to sleep. Let's see. Let's find the mothers. Let's bring the mothers in. Let's see if we get a few things in. And then the Sabbath day is only miles away. So when you meet the mother's mother, D.F. Israel, Mother E, Mother Z, and all the mothers out of Cap 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother E, Mother Z, Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, see you all. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
You know, hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, Mother E, he says, they say a meal is the best way to a man's stomach. But see, now we're going to find out some things. Yeah. It's the best way to take him out. It's the best way once you well instructed what to put on the table, if you put some good green stuff and corn on, tell you, yeah, you work with some if you got one before you. So you see, we got a lot. And you know, they love to make peach cobbler by taking the white sugar and pouring 3 pounds of white sugar into some peach cobbler. Yeah, oh my goodness. We can go on and on there, Mother E, but we leave it like that. Mother D up Israel. Yahweh be there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I got a question for her. Well, Mother want to ask it. When you used to make them peace cobblers, how much sugar did you pull into a set? Whoever want to answer that first time. When you used to make the peace cobblers, now you're looking for the flour and the sugar. How much sugar did you put in the peach cobbler? Who want to answer that real quick?
I never make it that often.
You never made it often? But how much sugar do you recall?
When I did, I used a half a cup.
A half a cup of sugar?
Yeah.
Mother, when you used to make the peach cobbler, how much sugar did you pour in there to make make a nice, sweet peach cobbler?
I never made my sugar. I just put what I thought was enough.
I'll see him take you about a whole 5-pound bag of white sugar and just pour it off in there. I'll see that.
Mm-hmm. No, use brown sugar.
Brown sugar?
Yeah.
Well, God, they use that. What about when you're making? How do you make dumplings? Well, what about dumplings? Who wanna take a shot of that real quick? Dumplings. You making the dumplings? What about that?
Chicken dumplings.
What you do with them dumplings? You make chicken dumplings.
I never made them.
You never made them. You heard it right. Hey, you heard it, folks, like chicken and dumplings.
Right. My sister made them.
Oh, yeah? She made chicken and dumplings? Okay.
You don't use sugar?
Huh? I know, but what
you don't
what
use it? Sugar and chicken and dumplings? My mom used to make them.
But you use a whole bunch of flour, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you put a whole bunch of flour in the chicken and gut. You know what I'm saying? You put that white white flour in and make them dumplings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'll just ask a couple of questions, that's all. Because, I watched the best of them time ago put them chicken dumplings together and peach cobbler together. And when you look back over this Bible, you say, wow. You see why? But we're gonna leave that alone. All right, Mother Eve. We will run over to Book of Adam and Eve because we want to hear something. And Mother D.F. Israel, me St. John 8:44 waiting on me. Now, Mother, and the Book of Adam and Eve 61, Adam's going to ask Yahweh a specific question because see what happened. The people teach today about a lot of this, that, and other going on. But we're going to find out something, a long way to find out something. In Adam and Eve chapter 61, can you pick it around at verse 5? And let's see what it says. 5 down to verse 7.
Okay.
Adam and Eve 61, 5 to verse 7. Down to verse 7.
Look at Adam and Eve, chapter 61, verses 5-7.
Yes, ma'am.
Adam and Eve, chapter 61, verse 5. Then Adam said unto Yahweh, did thou create a man before us? For when we were in the cave, there suddenly came unto us a good old man who said to us, I am a messenger from Yahweh unto you to bring you back to some place of rest. And we did believe, O Yahweh, that he was a messenger from thee, and we came out with him. and know not whether ye should go with me. Verse 7. Then Yahweh said unto Adam, see, that is the father of evil, or who brought thee and Eve out of the garden of the life. And now indeed, when he saw that you knew both joined together in fasting and prayer, and that you came not out of the cave before the end of 40 days, he wished to make you make your proposal vain, to break your new bond, to cut off all hope from you, and to drive you to some where he might destroy you.
So you see, you be saying, Marie saying, when you hear the teaching now, they tell you about Adam and Eve was not the first man and woman. That's what Adam, he actually got well set up. You know, did you create a man before me? Is anybody else on this planet aside? Me and Eve? And Yahweh said, anytime somebody talk about anybody else in the garden besides Satan, myself, you and your wife, that's the teaching of Satan the devil. Satan is a deceiver. He's going to trap you up on every point. So in 3 verse 20 says what, Mother Eve? What does it say in 3 verse 20 of the book of Genesis? What does it say in 3 verse 20? See, in the garden, it wasn't no other man or woman. It was only there. And when you hear that kind of teaching, then you know they're getting this from Satan the devil. So you got to recognize when Satan is doing some talk. And you got to recognize when Yahweh is doing some talk. Because Satan's job is to get you off of what you're supposed to be on. Because as long as he gets you off of it, he got more time to work. I'm kidding, a fullness of time. What is it saying? 320.
I haven't
asked for it.
Genesis 3:20.
Yeah, what did you say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 3, mm-hmm. verse 20.
Yep.
Adam called his wife named Eve because she was the mother of all living.
See, she is the mother of all living. So everybody came that existed today came out of Eve. So wasn't nobody else in the garden but Adam, Eve, Satan, and Yahweh the Son. That was it in the garden. But she's the mother of all this. So everybody that was created came out of her. So, you know, you got to have these, he asked the question, is anybody else created besides me? No. Who told you that? All I want to tell you that is the father of, we call him the father of what? Father of evil. Now, the father of evil, Mother D.F. Israel, the father of evil can be traced back today to the sons and daughters of evil. So we can trace back father of evil and who he's working through right now. So remember, he's the father of evil. That's who he is. That is the foundation. But now we're going to the 8th chapter and find out, well, who is this today? Who is he, who is his number one target today that he works with today? Number one target. In the 8th chapter, figure of verse number 32. We'll read a little bit. Let's see what, who is the number one target today.
It's my God.
Yeah. 8:32 and read right down to verse 37.
St. John chapter 8, verse 32 to 37.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, and you shall know the truth, and the truth mm-hmm. shall make you free. 33. Mm-hmm. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How says you, you shall be made free? 34. Yahweh the Son answered them, truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. 35. And the servant abideth not in the temple forever, but the Son abideth forever. 36. If the Son therefore shall, make you free, you shall be free indeed. 37. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you.
Mm-hmm. And skip down verse 43. He said, I know you Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me. What does he say in verse 43?
St. John chapter 8, verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Mm-hmm. Even because you cannot hear my word. 44?
Yep.
44. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Mm-hmm. So he's talking about Yahweh's Son saying, we know that you, Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Eve. And let's find out some more things to look for in Romans chapter 6, verse 12, 13, and 16. What it says in Romans 6, 12, 13, and 16. He said, yeah, I know you, Abraham, see, but you seek to kill me. See, now when we hear stuff like that, we get lost all day long. But he's talking about, mm-hmm. I know you, Abraham, see. But you are of your father, the devil. So I'm telling you something. When you graduate from the covenant of Yahweh, you become a descendant of your father, the devil, in his ways. Let's see what it says in 6, verse 12, 13, and 16. What does it say, M.O.V.?
Romans chapter 6, verse 12, 13. Let not sin, therefore, reigns in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Verse 13. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto Yahweh. Verse 16. Know you not that to whom you yield yourself servant to, obey his servant, you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm. And what price would you pay when it's all said and done? If you continue to sin against this man, all his power, what is the price you're going to pay in verse 23?
Verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
So the price you're going to pay is what? If you keep standing against this man, what is going to be your destination of price? Mother D.F. Israel, Book of Hebrew, fluid title called Hebrew 12, 14 through 18. Mother E., what price if you continue sin against the man, what the price you gonna pay?
Oh. For the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm. So if you keep sinning against this man, what price are you gonna pay when it's all said, Dr. Mother Eve?
Death.
You see that? Death. Back up to 8:36 and look what Yahweh says about this death sentence. He'll tell you about this death sentence in Proverbs 9, verse 36. Mother Eve, what about this death sentence? Proverbs 8:36. What about this death sentence?
Proverbs 8 or Proverbs 9?
Well, make it 8:36.
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you read?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 36. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death.
Otherwise, when you sin against your mighty one, what do you love, Mother Eve? That we can read.
Death.
You love death. Say you love death. You're just a ticking time bomb, that's what he's saying. He said, you keep on sinning against me. You just love the death that's coming upon you. You must love it because you continue to do it. Mother D.F. Israel, what you working with?
Hebrews, polluted for evil, chapter 12. I don't remember the verses.
14 down to verse 18, write it down. Write it down there. Because we'd be in the spirit bringing up stuff in the spirit. And we forget about it, we gone from there. Let's see what it says in 12:14 on verse 18.
The book of Hebrews, polluted for evil, chapter 12, verses 14 to 18. Verse 14. Follow peace with all men and righteousness without, which no man shall see Yahweh or woman. 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the mercy of Yahweh, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many there be any fornication or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, sold his birthright, verse 17. For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. 18. For you are not unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest.
Mm-hmm. What did verse 15 say again?
Verse, Book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, any man fail. A woman of the mercy of Yahweh, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
Mm-hmm. So you can mess around and get yourself trouble in some things, and you be defiled. See, that means a wicked root can get up into you, another, it can mess you up. So you got to recognize that, because in 1 Samuel, Mother, so you've got to be able to recognize the spirit of Yahweh and the spirit of the world. See, when you're around, when you got to be able to see things from the Bible point of view. That's why we come last, to be able to recognize the spirit of the Bible and the spirit of the world. Now, in the 16th chapter, verse 14 and 15, you have to know how to see this thing plainly. What it says, we found out even in Noah's days, they had to eat the right food to keep that the devil's demons out around you. Yeah, he told them what to eat, green food, run the devil off. In the 16th chapter, verse 14 and 15 says what?
Verse 7, chapter 16, verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 7, chapter 16, verse 14. But the spirit of Yahweh departed from Saul, and evil spirit from the Yahweh troubled him. Verse 15. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from Yahweh troubled thee.
See, you can be troubled. And that's why you got to make sure you keep your Yahweh first. Mother D. F. Israel, give me 12:43-45 of Matthew. So you got to keep your Yahweh first, because that evil spirit can trouble you. When you find your mind is not at peace, and everything come out your mouth is rambling around, and always catch somebody in something, and your spirit ain't right, you got to recognize the kind of spirit that's on you. And what keeping prayers on you? 12:43 out of verse 45 of Matthew. What's that MLD of Israel? What is that?
Matthew's chapter 12, verse 43-45. Verse 43. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man or woman, he walketh through dry place, seeking rest, and finding none. 44. Then he said, I will return unto my temple, soul, person, from whence came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, sweet, and garnished. 45. Then goes he and take with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man and woman is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Mm-hmm. He said, what happens, see, if you don't say word up, if you don't be strengthened up through the congregation, and you think you word up by being a sixth verse two of the rock, you hurt yourself. And anybody come in contact with you, you hurt yourself, Mother E. And Mother, Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E. have me Proverbs 16, verse 3, and 14, verse 10. But what we just got to say, Mother D.F. Israel, I just said a verse. It got away from me already.
Chapter 6, verse 2.
See, you got to say among the six anointed camp to be built up. Because if you don't be built up, you open game for Sirach 6, verse 2. What does it say?
Sirach chapter 6, verse 2. Extol not yourselves in the counsel of thine own mind. Your soul be not torn in pieces as a bull straying alone.
See? Because see, you continue to do that. You Satan love that. Oh, you ain't got to go to another six anointed counsel. You ain't got to get in and bump the brothers and sisters. You can learn from the enemy. No. Play it right into the hand, see, right? You play it right into the hand by not bumping shoulders with the ones and the six anointed camps, where you can understand how to protect yourself. And when you see yourself in that kind of spirit, somebody will spot it and show you the book, and you come out of that. Because, give me Philippians 2, verse 3. Mother D of Israel. Philippians 2, verse 3. Philippians 2, verse 3.
Okay.
3 and 4.
Philippians.
Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Go see, if we continue down this road, we're gonna stay in the thought we're in the brain. And then the devil's workshop will always come and start either start working with you, like a dumb chain. As long as you're off to the side, you got nothing to strengthen you up. Well, only thing gonna strengthen you up is following the rules and regulations of the Bible. If you don't follow the rules and regulations of the Bible, you're not gonna be.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah. Unless we create him.
Well, I don't know about that, WCC. I don't know about all that. You're going to create anything. But we know one thing. We're going to pray that people got a year to hear. You ain't creating nothing. People on the capital. We see you on the page of the Bible. What is there, Mother D up Israel? What you read?
Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
Yeah, what does it say?
Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, verse 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain honor, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others.
That's big talk. See, you don't do nothing with bang, strike. You always confuse. You just out of it. Mother Eve, what it says in Proverbs 14, verse 10, verse 16, verse 3, in a closing statement. What it say? Proverbs 14, verse 10. Then skip down to 16, verse 3, and a closing statement, and you on the clock come up.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3.
Yeah, 14, yeah. And 16, verse 3. Yeah, what it reads?
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10. The mind knows his own bitterness. And the stranger do not intimidate.
Read that again, Mother. What did 14 say again?
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10. The mind knows its own bitterness.
Right.
Stranger do not intimidate with joy.
We'll leave that on the table. Go to 16, verse 3.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Commit thy word unto the Yahweh, and thy thoughts shall be established.
So you see, so when you commit your works to the Almighty Yahweh, you kick in there, Mother E, and what happened? What happened again, Mother E?
Your thoughts will be established.
Mm-hmm. And give me Isaiah 26:3 behind that precept. So you see, if you follow the rules of Yahweh, he will establish your brain. You won't be all over the place. Then you better help others, because can't put you on anybody if your mind is not stable. If you don't understand, you're trying to help others to come. But if you're all over the place, you're not never being in a position to help nobody, because you're all over the place. The Bible is one big book. Everything in the Bible got to be understood, because you never know what's going to come up. So you got to be diverse about everything from Genesis to Revelation. What it says in 26, verse 3, to close the statement, Mother E.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. Thus will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.
Yahweh will keep you in perfect peace. Perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. Not trying to catch somebody in something. Oh, I don't understand this. Yahweh will kick in if you do the right thing in your Yahweh. He'll kick in. You have your mind in perfect peace. Modi, what's the wrong thing behind your neck?
Okay. Thanking and praising Yahweh for his class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for being in the class. And I'm going to read two verses of Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. In the day that they read in the book of Moses, in the ordinance of the people, and therein was found written that the Amorites and the Moabites should not come into the congregation of Yahweh forever. Verse 2. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but their bama against them, that he should curse them. How did our Yahweh turn the curse into a blessing? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Yahweh can turn a curse into a blessing. See, that's the key thing for you. He can help you once he recognizes you that you are 8:31 through 39 and close saving that mother D up Israel. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39. So Yahweh can, he'll help you once you understand what he got written in his Bible, because once you find yourself all over the place, them evil spirits got you because you're all out of order. Romans chapter 8, 31 through 39 says what?
Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Verse 31 reads, what shall we then say to these things? If Yahweh be for us, who can be against us? 32. He that spares not his own son, but deliver him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of Yahweh's elect? It is Yahweh that justifies. 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Yahweh the Son that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of Yahweh the Father, who also makes intercessions for us. 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Yahweh the Son? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or perils or sword? 36. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. 37. Nay, in all those things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor ministering spirit, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. 39. Neither height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Yahweh the Father, which is in Yahweh the Son, our Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So the definition of brothers and Yahweh is what that mother D.F. Israel in 14, verse 15? of St. John. What's the definition of loving Yahweh? Oh, I love me some Yahweh. Okay, well, Yahweh just answered. You asked the rap to talk. You love you some Yahweh, right? Okay, good. Let's see what the love of Yahweh is that we can read. The love of Yahweh. Oh, I love my Yahweh. St. John 14, 15 says what?
St. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction.
You said that like you already waiting on that to come out. You like you already have to strap already out. If you love me, you do what, Mother D.F. Israel?
Keep my Torah instruction.
So that's the bottom line. Now precept that to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 4. I'm going to close out with closing statement. 1 John chapter 2, verse 4. So you had that scripture like you already had it warmed up. 1 John 2, verse 4, the closing statement says what?
Okay. You said 1 John
2, verse 4.
Okay. I'm trying not to get there. Let me see. 1 John chapter 2, verses 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads, he that says, I know him, and keep not his Torah instruction, is a liar, and the truth is not in him or her.
Well, he said no more. Jose Moji of Israel, get the mothers and all on top part of the Sabbath day. What's your closing statement here behind that during the clock, come on?
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man or woman, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs chapter 15, verses 28. The mind of the righteous study to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Mother E, Z, Mother D of Israel, catch your arm top part of the 7 day. Day. Can't send them no more behind that.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Shut your mouth up, liar. So long to all the network.